sir.
Oh my god.
Unfucking believable.
Are you so like bad. Chafing right now? Or what?
I mean, how much lube did you have to use?
Chafing.
Did you?
I still have like one more bag left. So they had like these little lube things at the submission party.
What the fuck did you like, get into, man?
So like they were like at the bar. So you know, like at some places where you had like condoms at the bar. Like for them, they had like lube, like lube.
Yeah, just all the whole.
Just gonna like sanitize, put hand sanitizer period. All over your body.
Yeah, a lot more wipes, bro. Like, my whole body is filled with like other people's bodily fluid at this moment.
He's got and more. On that note, welcome to next episode recording? Of the D Squad.
D Squad.
Oh, no.
D
Squad. I didn't see him starting.
Didn't see the red light. You're fucked.
So, oh God. Let's get back to this, Rick.
Yeah, let's talk more about your night.
He's got more DNA on him than like the third season of CSI.
Oh. Gallons of the stuff.
Yeah, I literally left. Oh, my God.
I just want to know, did you get your pee spot tickled? Who did you? And what was her name? What's her name?
Someone diddled your pee.
I'm going, listen, when this is over, I'm literally going back to homegirl's crib because I'm like, yo, I need that extra round.
What, you got
to
go pick up your dignity that you left on her bedroom floor?
I'm not done.
You nasty motherfucker. Jesus Christ. I need to be a part of this life, bro. He makes
no,
me feel
you do
old.
Not no,
come
man.
On. Are you
life.
Sure?
He's yes. going to catch some that penicillin can't knock out.
Exactly. I say he probably already got it. He probably already got it. They just don't have a name for it yet.
I
know,
right? I literally have
He's
to
probably making up
videos.
An STD.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to delete a video off Instagram because I was like, oh, wait, that's too spicy. Let's just leave it at
he,
like...
He got that Rona 4.0 and glows in the dark.
Yep.
It was awesome, bro.
It's like a little boy that just
I
discovered
had
his dick. I'm just going to stick it in things.
Everything I can.
He did say he started late.
I am a late bloomer. Listen, I had a great night.
Yeah.
I had a great night last night, okay? The fight night was great.
Yes.
Fight camp was beautiful.
You looked good. Sorry about that.
You looked great.
Thank you. I looked great. Thank you.
You looked great. Thank you.
I tried.
It was funny, like there was one clip of Mo like on the corner and he just literally you just see Mo like this.
I'll find it, right?
He's just throwing bows at him. It's like, holy shit.
I was like, do it. All of it. Do it.
So give me the pain.
I want all of it. But no, it was great overall. And then, you know, I thought I was going for just a couple of drinks at a friend's house and
when has that ever happened?
It doesn't work out that
way. Yeah, what has that ever happened to you?
Okay, but I'm not expecting to change into red pants, red harnesses, and like go to a freaking BDSM party.
Bro, for you, that's pretty much standard fare, right? Because you can't say no.
Everybody in this room, we're all like Mormons in here. Like,
I'm a fucking pilgrim, bro. Like,
seriously,
I'm serious.
I am the most.
Like, I'm learning
vanilla,
shit from him.
Like, this nasty.
Like, I thought I was kind of freaky,
Craig,
but man,
and
dude,
you guys are sitting next to him. I mean, you guys should definitely like steam bath and sanitize.
No, I'm like looking for the Lysol spray.
How about the fact that I?
By the way, hold on. Before we get too deep into it, we have a special guest. We have one, and another one's coming later. But would you like to announce your name or pseudonym?
I'm Jenna. Ooh. Nice to meet everyone.
What up, Jenna? Yeah. Welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the shit show. It is going to be so much fun. Oh my God.
I mean, this one we got. This is all like centered around Rick.
But how about the fact that I leave these guys at 4 a.m. to go to another shit show and we end up at Vixen's? And I'm like, why am I at Vixen's?
You went to Vixen's too?
I went to Vixen's after the BDSM party.
Like, I think I'm pregnant just thinking about this.
I gotta check my IUD. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
And then from there, we went back to the house. And then it was just.
Back to the house in Lake Worth.
No.
Back to your house.
Back to a house in Davie.
Okay.
So we went back to a house in Davie. Mm-hmm. And because we were all like, oh, let's go to Triple B's, which is a bar you not want to end up in because that's like the shithole.
Yep.
But I said, yo, fuck that. I have bottles in my car. We just take the bottles out, put them in your house. That way they don't go back into my house. And we just drink out of those bottles for the rest of the night. And that's where I'm at right now.
Nice.
I wrote a little bit in my book. I saw a movie with my friends. I think that was pretty much it. I kind of went home after that.
I masturbated, you know.
Well, I mean, hold on. That's like regular. That's just the thing that you do in order to keep the demons out.
Unload the gun.
I watched an episode of The Flight Attendant and ate some stir fry.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. See?
Very normalized. What's over here?
Normal fucking day.
It's a normal day.
No, listen, these things happen, but...
Over here with the assless chaps.
Oh, I do have a brunch date actually with a sadist, so that's gonna be interesting next week.
Oh, and you did.
Why did that sound lethal?
Yeah. So actually, girl was really nice, and she was dressed in full
She's a sadist,
gear.
And she's really nice.
She was really nice.
They usually are. That's the trap. It's the honey trap.
So here's the thing: is that when you go to these like BDSM parties, like they're like really nice people. It's like the These are the most respectable people you'll ever meet in your life. If you go into a regular club, I'm aware there's going to be some douchebags. Someone's going to bump into you.
So this is obviously something he frequents. So he says these parties. So this is unusual.
But then it's like, you go to these like BDSM parties and like everybody respects your privacy. They respect your space. They bump into you. It's an apology. It's like a, hey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry my dick touched you.
I'm sorry my dick touched you.
Exactly. Oh
my like God. A slight grazing on the thigh. Like, yeah. I apologize. I didn't get to touch you with the dick.
Squeezing through.
Squeezing through. Don't mind my cock.
So true story. Let's figure this out. This literally happened like last night. True story. So all the girls are literally like wrapped in leather, right? So all the girls are in leather. They all pretty much look alike. They all have like different color hair, but they all still look alike. Whatever. My homeboy is there with his wife.
Wait, say that again. Wow.
And you know, like his wife's there. His wife leaves to go do something, comes back. Me and him are getting shots at the bar. And this girl comes and like brushes up against his butt. So he turns around and he thinks it's his wife. And he goes and grabs her ass under her skirt. And she goes, And I look at her and I'm like, That's not your wife. And he turns around and he's just like,
Madam.
And then literally I was like, if you wait for like 30 more seconds, his wife will come by and everything will be fine. And the wife came by and it all made sense and everybody was happy.
See, that's the Spartan culture has come back, right?
Yeah, it's just the rest, definitely. It was like, hey, you know what? No harm, no foul.
I am such a good man.
Anyway, so
I'm so pure and wholesome.
Up with that same chick, because she was like in leather gear.
You can try.
So this is how she was dressed pretty much.
What the fuck?
So she was in full leather gear.
He's got photos.
Yeah.
So she let's put it on the big screen.
Yeah, we need to get that screen working.
She was in full leather gear. It's working.
Yeah. She was in full leather gear the entire night. And I walked up to her and I was like, hey, like, what's good? We were like chilling. We were chatting. And then she was like talking about this brunch place in Fort Lauderdale, and she was like, oh, but I don't have anybody to go with. And I was like, yo, I will go with you to brunch.
Once again, could not say no. Just like, couldn't say, like, you know what? Maybe a disadvantage.
I'm like, I will go with you to brunch. And she was like, I was like, yeah. And I was like, yo, let's exchange contact info. And like, she literally messaged me. I was like, yo, like, she's like, yo, I can't wait for brunch. And I was like, yo, me too. Like, fuck it. Like, we're going
to
do it.
I need to know how many black guys are in these events.
Okay.
Is it just you?
True story.
Can I find you on the map if I look at the front door? So like, there he is right there.
You know what's weird is like.
Is it true?
8 years ago.
Is it? Hold on, is it?
So 8 years ago.
I can tell you right now, it's not true.
There was only two black guys.
Whip it out, Daniel.
At these parties. Like, even when I go to these parties, my friends let me know. They're like, hey, just so you know, you're going to be the fetish in this party because you know that there's not a lot of black guys in this party. Like, you're going to be like that thing that they're like, yo.
Yeah. They were like, let's check out the
black guy amidst like 100 like.
Yeah, but you're valuable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, you know, when you're eating cheeseburgers all day, all of a sudden a filet mignon shows up.
I'm literally walking in there, no shirt, with a red harness on. And the girls are just like, oh my God. Like, you're such a beautiful chocolate
man. He's like an erotic firefighter.
It's
like,
beautiful chocolate man.
I was called a beautiful chocolate man. It was great.
That was not your first time in life.
No.
Ego boost yesterday, wasn't it?
Listen, it was great, ego boost. I was like, yo, I haven't been in these things in forever, and I am like, right back in.
Damn, so we completely forgot about your boy that has problems.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. My bad.
We are segueing so far. But you know what? We were segueing because we were waiting for Rita.
Hi.
And
Hi.
Dan to show up.
What's up, bro?
What's up?
Right.
Now that they're here, we can get going about this lovely topic. All right?
This lovely topic.
Lovely
that
topic.
I know absolutely nothing about.
All right, so, right? Ready? All right,
you're kind of clueless. You've been sitting in incel jail for like
game
the last
plan.
For
three
months.
Ready
to start
yelling. For ready this. Get ready to start yelling because I'm slamming everything on the table. All right, like dominoes.
Bro, from what you just came from, you ain't slamming shit on the table.
This is him from last night.
Like, seriously, you are not slamming shit on the table.
That was last night.
Yo, go check out Rick's story.
You're like, oh, I'm going to go fight real quick and then I'm going to go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, what I was saying, one that's got to go up on our story, so that's
no!
Let's save that shit.
T-Squad, yes. Okay. Part two, we got more guests in before we get to the topic.
Yes.
Hello, hi, I'm Rita.
What's up, I'm Daniel.
There you go.
What
that works.
That's about it.
We are a full house today. All right, without slamming shit on the table, Rick, what's your issue?
Today's topic.
Here we go, ladies.
Today's topic is,
I'm going to keep all names anonymous. I'm going to delve into a little more details so that way we have a little more details to work on. Mm-hmm. But names and location will be held anonymous. So, I have a friend who is married. He's been married for 5 years. This is a 5-year marriage. All right. The wife has a career. The wife makes money on her career. The husband has a job and is working on his career. He is working on his career for video editing, YouTube tutorial videos, everything like that. He is trying to make this his thing because that is his passion. That is what is what he loves. They also have a child, okay? The child is 4 years old, okay? Now that we're caught up on that. The wife is unsatisfied because between the time that he takes to work, the time that he has the kid, and the time that he's working on his extracurricular activities for to start his career, she feels like she does not get enough time throughout the week for him and her to have their moments. And therefore, it is creating issues. And now he, yes, they still bone. They still have sex.
Okay.
No, 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 no. Sex is still on the table.
All right, so what moments are you talking about?
But we're talking like times to chill, watch TV.
There's no Netflix and chill in this relationship?
There's no Netflix and chill.
But it's not the same kind of sex. I mean, you got a kid. It's kind of like...
It's like muffled,
you know, cover her mouth.
Which is still hot. Is it still hot? It has its moments, but sometimes
you want her to let loose.
Listen, when you get that muffled sex, it's like you know she's trying her hardest.
You gotta not like,
she's convulsing.
Exactly. You know? It's convulsing. It's like a silent.
You're sitting there crinkling up the goldfish. Like, you're crinkling up the goldfish snacks in the pantry. Like, oh no, we're getting their lunch together.
But
now they're going into arguments because it's like, hey, you know what? You
can hear us.
Sorry. So, remember that she has her career. She's making money. She makes more money than him in her career than he does in his job. So, she feels like he is not spending enough time trying to earn more money and also not spending enough time with her and is spending all that extra time he's doing for his passion. She believes that he should just like drop that and focus more on the job and focus more on spending time with her than something that she believes is not going to go anywhere. And now this is the conversation that we are having. What should he do in that scenario?
I think that scenario is more common these days. You know, because the pendulum or the weight has changed where women are making more. The equal pay is starting to become something. I mean, sort of, but
it's
more
closer.
Mm-hmm. Women are becoming known in more powerful positions. CEOs.
They're definitely completing college a lot more than men, for sure. Most men are.
And it wasn't that long ago when women couldn't do these things.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a rough one, honestly. Do you give up your passions in order to, you know, better fulfill your family?
No.
Is there a way to find a balance for that?
You need to open more communication channels with your wife. She is your partner. Mm-hmm. You know, you all need to be in the same page.
What if they're not? What if she's just like, nope, this is my hard line?
Then you need to stop doing what you're doing right now and take care of that first. And you got to build a foundation from that before you start chasing dreams.
Self-foundation, build up first.
You know?
Now, let's go into power dynamics.
Oh boy.
As long as she doesn't wear a strap-on, I'm good, bro. Like,
I mean, hold on. Don't you want to spice it up just a little bit?
He's saying that only because of this season.
Just a little bit of spice?
I was like, are you telling me that you wouldn't let your wife strap on?
Well, if she really wanted it.
Same.
Wait, no, I mean, it's like, about you, bro. Do you really want it?
If that does
do
so for
really
her,
want it?
I mean,
does it though?
I mean,
she's here.
She's in the room, guys. By the way,
she's in the room. Does that do it for you right there?
Listen, this is a good husband right here. He's like, I mean, if it does it for him, then yeah.
I will do it for you, baby. Go ahead.
He's like,
shove it up there.
I guess.
I need looms.
I'm absolutely willing to ride the lightning.
You know, I'm curious about this.
Bro, you can't be using that ride the lightning. The one just happened in the
That's right. I forgot about that.
So, real quick on power dynamics. Because she makes more money than him, I feel like in relationships there's different power dynamics in different scenarios. One, I believe a financial power dynamic definitely exists in a lot of relationships. And in some cultures, let me just say most cultures, it is seen where the man should be making more money financially than the woman, and that is considered a power dynamic because, you know, in turn
creates value for him.
Yeah, creates value for him. And this is the part of the toxic masculinity we're talking about, where, you know, a man's value is based on the amount of money that he makes.
Yeah.
And I feel like because of that culture, that kind of ties into her decision of, hey, drop this your passion because you're not making anything that's like financially stable. Versus you.
By the way, that was all part of the damage we put on ourselves.
Yeah. You'd be making more money, and therefore you are now reestablishing the power dynamic, which is in our culture.
Because we all have that male figure.
Oh, like before, like what, yesterday?
Yes.
And I was asking, because the main thing I want to know is, does she want him to make more money, or is it just mainly the time between them that she wants more?
I think that...
Well, you're only getting his side of the story because you haven't spoken to her, right?
Correct. And she has reached out to me, and I will be having a conversation with her as well.
Because, so you're the middleman.
Yeah. Such a good friend. I'm the middleman. But however, I do...
Did they see your story from last night?
He's a good guy.
Yes.
Yeah. They did. Yes. And they still want you to be the middleman.
You know, he's a freak.
So,
I see Chinese reason. Finger cuffs in your future, bro.
I was about to say, I was like, bro.
They're going to be like, hey, here. You want to come over for dinner?
I see
is Chinese, this one of those chairs in the closet type deals?
I see
deals,
Chinese like, finger cuffs in my future in like the next 2 hours, okay? I'm literally going back. Like, they're, like no one is asleep yet.
Listen, I'm
the one that separated myself from the party. The party's still going right
prayers
now.
For your boy. Yep. Prayers for your boy. Okay. From on high. Jesus Christ.
But anyway.
Wait, are they wearing masks right now?
They're not wearing masks.
Oh, is that kind of party? I want to go to one of those.
You're not ready for that. Anyway, we're segueing out of the wrong hands. Anyway, they do ask me for advice during certain things, and I give them the logical answers that I think work best. But however, I do throw the disclaimer out there because I feel like if you're ever giving advice to a married couple and you're not married, you let them know, listen, this is what I would do in that situation. However, you
married.
Have a wife. I do not have a wife. You have a husband. I do not have one. So therefore, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt and take what I'm saying like, hey, that's what he would do, but I'm also not responsible for another person's happiness and another person's like, you know.
So right now, the only authority that we have in the room is B.
Well, hold on.
Yes, B is the man. B is the man for this discussion right now.
Yeah.
Look, we do.
That's why he brought a safari hat and everything.
Yeah.
So, by the way, my dad our special guest, you guys can jump in.
No. And that's what I was going to say.
At any point,
we're lucky. We have two women in here. Three. The two are on mic.
Powerful.
We can actually, you know.
That's right. So.
What do
here's
you feel?
What I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel a lot. Mm-hmm. But what I really feel.
A lot of feelings. A lot of feelings.
It's all about balance. What B said, priorities. You've been married for 5 years. Like, marriage is already, like, the whole sanctity of it, I feel like it's not really up to par. Mm-hmm. And what did they do back in the day? They fought for what they were struggling with. So it's got to be priorities. So if that's important to you, then you have to focus on that. I'm not saying give up your dreams. Fine. That's important, too. But in order for that to succeed, you need to first start with what's really going on, the marriage. That's going to be around 24/7, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So just focus on that first and then move on.
So you feel like he should kind of put all his work at the moment on pause for the passion.
He's got time.
To work on
if he has it,
keeping
yeah.
the stability of the relationship whole.
Out of our 20 years of marriage, mm-hmm. I've become several different men. Over the course of the years.
You became several different men just walking up here.
First of all, 20 years of marriage. Ooh.
And the thing is that your priorities do change, but there was always one common denominator, you know? It was always making sure that we were talking, that you know, we're communicating, that you know, we're on the same page. If I go spend $300 on car parts, you know, I need to, I don't hide it from her, you know?
I mean, my thing about it is that if these passions came up after the relationship, after they got married and stuff like that, mm-hmm. then yeah, I think it's viable that you should put that. Huh?
They're newlyweds at 5 years.
That's
a 5 year itch, bro.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know, if that was something that, you know, wasn't addressed, like, he, you know, he didn't really have this passion. He was still trying to find himself. They got married. And then this passion became a thing. Then, yes, you should, like, definitely focus on the marriage, make that foundation stronger. I think if you walk into a relationship and you put that aside, put that passion aside for the relationship, and for me, after 5 years, that's like, I mean, even though you guys are saying it's young, yes, and I do sort of say, like, you know, you got time, but I actually don't believe, I also still believe, like, living for the day.
Yeah.
You know, because he could wake up and, you know, there's nothing there tomorrow.
Well,
you know?
5 years is a tough spot. It's a good waypoint in anything, business, marriage, just any relationship. Things evolve after 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell the guy to hang on.
You make it past that five-year point.
It starts getting easier. It starts getting a little easier. You start getting new ways and you're going to make more mistakes.
I don't
mistakes,
know, man.
But
I mean, I know some guys who might say, that's a lie. I know some women, I know a lot of women would be like, that's a fucking lie.
If you're committed, you're already like you're committed in that relationship, 5 years is nothing.
Right.
Now, if you're always looking for an exit, yeah.
It's
years,
eternity.
It's eternity. Like every day.
You're looking
like
for the next thing. Like,
yeah.
So how long has he been doing the video thing?
Yeah, this passion.
Has he been doing
life.
It before the relationship or?
So it was that, so he's been going hard on it the past 2-3 years. The past 2-3 years has been him going hard on it. Before, it was more of a hobby thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more of a, hey, passion. I want this to be my thing. I want this to be my career. I want to get this going.
It sounds like SoundCloud rap artist.
But then the other thing, though, is does she not believe in him? Because then that's another issue entirely.
And that is another thing, which is because it's been close to 2-3 years, she's like, hey, you started it 2-3 years ago. You're not really making enough money to consider yourself financially stable with it. Like, he makes money, but it's not... It's like high school part-time job money, you know?
Yeah. Is it she that's more bothered with it, or is it him? Because you're going kind of back and forth, because, like, if they went into it and she was always kind of the breadwinner or whatever, like, you already went into it with that. Like, the only thing you really added was the kid. So she's always been, like, you know, making more whatever, and then she wants him to all of a sudden.
So she has, the majority of the relationship, she has been making more. But even still, like, it was still a power dynamic thing. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. I think the kid being put into the relationship definitely became a critical point.
I mean, I understand that. Like, kids do change the whole landscape.
Everything. They're versatile as hell, man. They're
adaptable, they're versatile. And I think people kind of tend to forget that. Yeah. They become like, you know, you want to lock down. Yeah. You know, everything becomes like,
So, yeah, I do believe that was one, because now she's like, hey, like, you know, put everything aside and let's work towards this. That's another mouth to feed. That's more financial responsibility.
Right. But I think he should, I mean, as far as communication goes, like, if whatever it is, they need to talk about it. He needs to set a timeline. He needs to say, if I'm going to go hard at this for the next 6 months or for 8 months or for whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't work, I'll step back and, you know, go back into whatever. And that way, one, it sets a timeline and goal for himself, too. So he may think he's going hard, but sometimes you're not going as hard until you're on that edge.
But it has to be zero interruptions from her.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have to work, whatever their dynamic is, they have to work it out. If he's got to say, like, all right, I need six months without you complaining, without da-da-da, right. Just let me dive into it. I'm going to be putting in my hours. This is what I'm going to be contributing while I'm going through this, but I just need to push this.
Right.
Or 8 months, or whatever it is that they come up with, whatever that timeline is. And sometimes, like I said, you'll work harder because you're right on that edge of having to give it up. Mm-hmm. But then he's got to also respect that if it gets to that point where he's got to give it up, he's got to give it up. Right. You know, you got to be a man of his word.
He needs to dedicate family time. Like, you know, I work a full-time job and I also run a business on the side. And when I come back from my, that's the world. And once I'm done with my primary job, I set aside 3 hours to do my side business, and that's it.
Yeah.
And after that, I hang up the computer, I close it out, I'm with my family.
Right.
You know, you kind of have to compartmentalize things so you can create a balance for everything. So that way she sees visually, like, oh, he's dedicating time for us.
This sounds like a lack of organization on his part.
Exactly.
He's not so much. Like,
he's trying to give too much.
Yeah.
We all naturally get excited about new businesses, trying to make money. So we want to give 300%. And we throw all of our energy at it, and it goes nowhere. You become frustrated. Yeah. And you start having fights with the wife, with the kid. Shit falls apart.
The rage starts to spill out.
Right. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is just go ahead and take your time. You don't have to overcomplicate your business. You don't have to sit there and look for a business plan, fucking make money. That's it. And dedicate a small amount of time of your day to do it and grow from it. Just, you make $5, that's $5 you didn't have. You know?
That's what's up.
So he needs to scale his shit down to where he's not trying to be, you know, Steven Spielberg and fucking, you know, make some TikTok videos and sell some bag of chips somewhere. You know?
Yeah, it's also important that, like support from her is very important. Yeah. Because, like, I've had it in a relationship before, and yeah, I'm a young person, but, like, where...
How young are you?
Young buck two!
Wow, you're officially the youngest in the room.
But, he's just able to drink, isn't
he? Can he?
But, yeah, like, having that support from someone that you care about like that, if you don't have it, it also takes away from you having that, like, motivation to be able to do what you want to do.
Right.
So if she, like, if she's not giving him that support as well... as, like, getting on him about that stuff, it also makes it harder for him to kind of achieve that goal at the same time.
Yes.
Right? Because I've had the difference of having someone who is not supportive and having someone who is supportive, and there's a huge difference in the way that you actually, like, attack that goal and the way you're able to, like, just have confidence in it yourself.
Right. I always preface, like, serious relationships getting into with, this is what I'm going to do. This is my passion. The one thing that you can do to absolutely break us up is try to separate me from that passion or from that goal that I have. If it's more about you, you know, and I said, that's from the very beginning. You know, I'm clear on that sense. It's not like, you know, I bring it up like last minute or, you know, something, or like, you know, 2-3 years down the line, oh, you know, I really wanna, you know what I mean? So they, and it's just letting them know this is the landscape, this is the path that I have, and this is the path I'm gonna walk on. And if you're down with that, you can walk next to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, or, and understand she's gonna have her path too. Right. And I want her to explain what her path is and what her passions are and stuff like that. The hard part too comes down to like if he has a passion and she doesn't, or he, if she, he's pursuing his passion and maybe she does have a passion too. They should actually talk about that and see like, okay, where is your passion? Because if you're just working for money right now or just doing everything for the kid, that's not a healthy, balanced life.
Right.
You know, she's got to find what works for her. And I think that support needs to go both ways. Maybe he puts it in and says, 8 months, I'm going to try it. And after 8 months, it's your turn. You're up. What do you want to do? What is it? Some, what's something that you really want to do in life that would work for you? You
know, how old's the child?
4.
Oh.
Actually, 6 year marriage. 6 year marriage. Yeah, I'll probably get kicked in the butt for that one because I was at the wedding. 6 year marriage.
Great.
That was the fastest piss ever. Did you go pee?
Good. No, awesome, bro. Bro.
He's just hooking me up.
Oh.
He's fine. He's got a,
yo, what were you doing? Rick is still in lube heaven.
He's done right now.
He's still in lube heaven.
Guys, I'm a little loopy at the moment, okay?
A little?
We're literally about to hit like a full 24 hours no sleep.
He's right? In PNC right now.
If you think about it, I'm doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, he's PNC all the way.
All right, I'm doing pretty good. All right, so.
And no donuts.
No donuts.
And no donuts. I thought donuts were coming.
That's my bad. I forgot.
Fuck, Craig.
It's all my fault. It's my fault. There is something I wanted to circle back to.
Yeah. Circle back.
The power dynamic.
Yes.
Especially when it comes into the relationship. And this is directly for the ladies.
Ooh.
When the power dynamic shifts and you are the ones in power, does it decrease your sexual attraction to the man?
Oh. I'm always in power, so no.
Ooh. Hey, hold on. You gotta say that again with a little more, you know, say it from your chest.
Put some bass in your voice.
That was my chest.
Put it put some bass in that voice, girl.
Go say it with your chest. Again.
You say doctor.
Oh yeah.
Oh. What he said.
Own that shit. Own that shit.
No, I don't think it bothers me. I think it bothers the man more. Even walking into it, they're like, oh, it's great. You know, I have someone that has her own thing, you know, provides for themselves, whatever. And I always tell people, I go into this taking care of myself, like I'm going to continue. But for some reason, there's usually a turn in a relationship where they are not okay. And it starts getting thrown in your face. Will you make more, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I feel like it bothers them.
Are you in a
more as the man.
Relationship?
Yes.
Okay. And as it, who makes more money?
I do.
You go, girl.
But it doesn't seem to bother you. It doesn't bother him, obviously.
Me, but no, I just like, you know, and I'm one of those people, I take care of the people I'm with, not even in like a showy way. So it doesn't bother me, but I don't know. It's always been one of those past things that it starts off great. Oh, I have like this independent female. And then it's like, well,
you pay for one too many dinners and he's like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though?
Like, no. I'm sorry. I'm like going
to. No, go for it.
I was on a date this one time, not with him. And it was a guy and he made less than me. He which isn't a big deal for me.
Right.
But the lady that was next to us, because we were like sitting at the bar, it was a first date. She was like, oh, like, what do you guys do? We told her what we did. And then she's like, oh, so like, does it bother you that she's going to make more money than you? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you just met me. So it was super awkward. And then he was like, the rest, obviously.
It was done after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, done.
I mean, I'll just
say like 100 years ago, you know, remember like women did not have a lot of rights or freedoms that they had now. So the way for women to get ahead was to marry into men with money or with businesses, you know, whatever. They had to marry up to attain
marriage
any
was a,
sales
was a
status.
Business. It was always a business contract.
It was a business, yeah. So like, you know, yeah, this new dynamic, it's like, you know, like I said, for the length of humanity, however long it's been, this like last 100 years has been like a blink of an eye. So we're still adapting and still adjusting. But, you know, there's a sense that he needs to be just a lot, or guys need to be a lot more honest with themselves. Like I said, if you think that your only contribution in today's time is your paycheck, you know, or your biggest contribution to the family is your paycheck, you have another thing coming.
I keep telling dudes, lions are stay-at-home dads, but nobody fucks with them.
Right.
Like, you can you can be at home and provide.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
You like that, right?
You can provide for the, you know, you can take care of your kids, take care of the house, and still be a bad motherfucker. You can still, you know, house is clean, and then I go and do my fight training in the garage. So, so
freshly like, shaven, babe.
Freshly shaved. I got you.
Hey, yo, that was
unlike how you grow up as well. Like, I had, like, a single mother who was
Sticker side.
There you go. Sticker side.
I had a single mother who, you know, raised two boys, and like I see her being a strong woman. And
wait, wait. She raised two beasts.
Monsters.
Right, and like also like her dad was still in the picture and everything like that. They shared custody and everything. But you know, seeing her take care of herself, she never felt any need to have anybody take care of her or anything like that. For me, that's something I saw all the time. Was like, she don't need nobody. Like, yeah. She's cool by herself. Like, she does everything that she needs to do, and she takes care of herself. Nobody fucks with her because, like, she's a boss. Right. So, like, that's the shit I see. So when I, like, I have a woman who makes more than me, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's cool.
Get used to that lifestyle.
Well, not just that, but, like, your mom kind of set the example. Yeah, like, your mom kind of, like, set that example because, like, you grew up with your mom, like, being that independent woman. You grew up with a strong woman. So, in turn, you found yourself attracted and found yourself, like, looking for a strong woman that was able to take care of herself.
Maybe not looking for it, but he's okay with it.
But you're okay with it. Right, sorry. You're okay with it. But you're comfortable with that because you're like, oh, like, this is something that I grew up with, so you're fine with it.
But, you know, I can't always say that's the case because our generation, like, even before Dennis, the generation before that, especially being people of color, there was a lot of women raising, you know, single mothers, you know, raising. Yeah. So even that sense and that idea, I think just, you know, I think it's coming to fruition now. But for the generations before, we still had that idea of a guy's got to make money to support the family.
Yeah. It is just like you said, in the blink of an eye, we have seen things shift dramatically in just a span of 100 years. And of course there are going to be growing pains, so there are still a lot of men, like, you go on Tinder and you show up and you try to pay for the date, you're gonna have a problem. You're gonna be like, hey, I gotta pay for this, my balls demand that I pay for this meal. And when you don't, when he doesn't fulfill that function, he feels useless functionally. But it's just like, there's so much more that you can provide, but it's because the view is still so myopic, because they're still hearing, you know, the Jordan Petersons and the, you know, the Joe Rogan podcast, where they tell you, it's just like, oh, you need to be producing. And if you're not producing, if you're not making, then you're worthless to society and to her. And it's just like, oh no, I'm not making the most. I'm not bringing home the bread. So all I have is dick. And you reduced yourself. You reduced yourself. You're more than your dick and balls, man. You're more than that. Rise up. Rise up.
Well, I haven't listened to Joe Rogan podcast in a minute. So
good.
Like,
that shows signs of a healthy man.
I actually listened to it a little bit. But by producing,
is he only talking about, like, bringing in the paycheck, or is he talking about just being a productive member of your community?
Just be a man.
This is also, I mean, look, all right, so as a person who avidly used to listen to Joe Rogan podcast, it became a little more toxic during the end because of the people that he was allowing on. We're segueing slightly, but this does tie into the whole manosphere.
Yeah.
He has tremendous influence upon, especially the male community.
100%. So many people want to be Joe.
Everybody wants to be Joe. And it's just like, and him having
carnivore
people
diet.
Jordan Peterson talking about the carnivore diet. And it's just like, so many guys look up to him, even though, you know, his life is an absolute shambles. But it is.
No, say it ain't so,
get
Jordan.
Get your Traeger grill, you know, get some elk.
Go get yourself some elk meat. Go get yourself some elk meat. And
while wearing some wee undies.
Oh, the wee undies.
I'm wearing them right now.
They cradle the balls.
Wee undies sponsors, all the way out of control, because we were spinning all out of control.
We were just talking about
that. I'm like, here we go.
We never
stay on
topic.
It's a little bit on
topic.
It's happening. It's still happening. No. You went slightly on topic to just, now we're talking about
Let's
undies.
Let's talk about podcasts on a podcast.
So we're trying to get sponsors, all right? We're trying to get sponsors. Holla at me.
Yes,
we undies. What other power dynamics besides financial security can someone have?
Say that again.
What other power dynamics?
It's just the independent thing altogether. Like, being, you're talking about being raised, like, you know, my parents, I was raised to never depend on a man. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't allowed to have my driver's license so I could change my own oil and a tire and all that stuff. So, like, but some guys don't like that. They don't like that they can't do something for you. It doesn't bother me because I don't expect them to, but it's like, what are they coming to the table with? Like, what are they expecting from me? Do they want to do something for me? Because if that's the case, they're not, it's not going to happen. So
we should be, like, friends. I get that.
Well, let me ask the same, because, like, so, like, I've been in relationships where, you know, just boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, where they get pissed because I don't need them.
Yeah.
I can cook, I can wash, I can clean. I'm usually, sometimes, a lot of times I'm more organized than they are. Most cases, out of everybody that I've dated to date, there's been one person who can out-cook me. Like, one girl I dated that can, And it was, yeah, there was one person that could outcook me as far as creativity, flavor, the whole nine. You know, so a lot of times they're fighting. I've had them fight for their own space. You know, they're like, no. I really want to wash your clothes for you. Okay, right. Fine. You know what I mean? Like, but getting stuff like that. So it's in? Like, huh?
Getting where you fit in kind of deal?
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of see it like going both ways in that power dynamic, you know, sometimes like where...
She's got to unprogram herself or reprogram herself.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of that.
Exactly.
Or the man like, only needs to be in the garage or outside right. or something.
Yeah, so I've felt it. I mean, like I said, so, I mean, women are talking about it with guys too, but I've seen it with women as well too. Mm. There's guys out there now, like I said, to be honest, like the new generation coming up, I'm just like, there's so many women that I see that just can't cook, and I'm just like,
oh, you know, the world's greatest chefs are all men, so.
Damn. Y'all see us out here? Y'all see us out here?
Oh, yeah. I done shot myself in the foot.
See me? Shots fired. Shots fired.
You're done goofed.
Yeah, that's 2021. B's cooking all dinners for 2021.
I cooked dinner last night.
But I can't even say anything because I use a meal delivery service. But,
independent woman, she don't got time for that bullshit.
But saying that role, like I said, so I mean, for me, I'm fine if I can do all this stuff around the house and you want to go out there and make money.
Sure.
I will cook. I will clean. I have no problem with that.
I feel like that is a power dynamic.
Huh?
I feel like that is a power dynamic.
I think it's just finding your role, like finding where whatever it is that, I mean, as a couple together, you always have to change your roles. Like when you go from what you are as a single person to what you are as a couple, you have to find where it is that you fit into this person's life. You can't force your way into something that they already need to do or that they're already doing. You got to find the areas that they're weakest at and support that if you can. If it's not, then it's just not going to work. But you know what I'm saying? So like, you know, I don't need you to come in and cook and clean.
What if you don't find that fitment?
Huh?
What if you don't find
that? Like I said, if you don't find that fitment, I don't think it's going to be a long-lasting relationship. Yeah, it's done. I think you're building off of a rocky foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's kind of cliche. Like, you're, you know, supposed to come together and make your best attributes to each other and kind of, quote-unquote, build the empire together. So you both bring what you have to the table and hopefully, you know, kind of all evens out and, you know.
So, like, for instance, one of the biggest things, like, you usually see is, like, oh, the man's more, like, emotionally distant and the woman is the one who's more like, you know, open about their emotions.
False.
To be honest, it's the opposite way for us, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty open emotionally. I'm the one who's trying to like get that conversation out, get you to tell me what's going on, right?
And but all
like,
you gotta do is lift your shirt up. Soft. And
that's it, buddy.
And she's like, what?
She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. What's up, bro? Man up, bro. I like that.
It's just how you don't get into any argument. It's the How I Met Your Mother scenario. So anytime Dan gets like Rita mad, all he does is like lifts up his shirt and then she stops being mad.
Yeah, yeah, you know
like,
that.
Okay, anytime like Rita's gonna get Dan mad, Rita just like walks out the door. So Rita walks out before argument can even happen, and then when she comes back, like it's all good.
It's perfect. It's like I'll come back when you've calmed down.
Spread some peanut butter on that.
You gotta see this guy's abs though.
It's amazing. Just like you great cheese.
Cheese, peanut butter.
He just makes salads for her whenever she's mad. Just like grinds the lettuce on his abs. Just, I got you, baby.
He's beautiful. I need to eat something when I look at him. It's like.
I think I just gained 2 pounds looking at this fine example of a man.
Look at his specimen. Oh, Jesus. Like a smorgasbord. We're just talking about like 8 different food items in his abs. Like,
yeah. He's talking about no fattening foods around this man.
He's going to have immediately.
Now he can so eat, much, though. Oh
actually, God. He eats a lot, but he doesn't so eat always much. The healthiest.
Yeah.
He
so
eats
so
healthy when he's training, but he's off training.
Just to describe.
It's the level of
like off-camp eating. I've been eating pretty decent.
Have you eaten all your veggies?
I'm getting better.
Oh, yeah.
I've been making broccoli, man. So
I've been making broccoli. Have you put spinach in things?
Steam, motherfucker. Steam.
No more egg sandwiches.
Baked broccoli.
Wait, hold on. Do you do anything with lube in it?
What?
What?
Oh, we're going.
I mean,
back to
that's
again.
The rick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what? You know what? Why are we segueing back into this?
Listen, don't
I was just
corrupt.
About to say
this
we got off the first topic. And it was great, but
we're back on lube.
I'm gonna need
we're
a shower on... soon.
You need a shower, like
all. Yeah, get all those herpes off of you.
You gotta wash off the herpes. You gotta wash off the herpes, son.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it washes off that easy.
It really doesn't, though.
You know what, guys?
We can go back to your friend. We can go back to your friend. Let's help this guy out.
Well, no. Okay, so
you're not.
No,
not his friend.
So
I feel like his friend needs a new source of help, though. I mean, this is where he's coming from.
They're calling you out hard, bro.
First of all, you were confusing my fun life, Rick, with logical, good words of wisdom, life, Rick.
Yeah, that lasts for an hour on this podcast, and then after that, it's just
post-nut clarity, man. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just post-nut
clarity. You're straight up going back to that den of
no, I am not.
Sin.
No, I am not. Mm-hmm. Even it was a great time. We are done with that. We're done.
You want to start playing gospel music when you first walk in?
Yep.
Cleanse your dirty soul.
Do you want me to walk in here or not?
Get some holy water. No, my demons are on fire. No, leave the holiness.
Yeah,
I love it.
Burn some incense. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
This is my Rick's man. Theme song.
Yes. My man was on the pole last night.
Look at him. He can't stop.
He can't stop it.
And now he's having flashbacks.
Say, if he starts taking off his clothes, I'm out of here.
I don't have a harness on me right now.
It's not that kind of podcast.
It's not exactly. It's not that kind of game.
Oh Lord!
The only time this shirt comes up is when we're attaching fucking tinsel machines on it.
Oh, the tent.
For no reason.
Damn, I should have brought
tinsel?
It.
No, you should not.
It's like the electro.
No, we should have. Yeah, we should have brought it for the ladies.
Oh.
Yeah, but the women always do better on that thing than the men do. They're just like, what?
No,
it tickles.
No.
This is nothing.
No. No.
Oh?
No, Nicole did not do better.
Oh, that's right. Nicole did suffer. That was crazy. Fun.
Osai will not admit defeat. He's like, oh, no. Osai already admitted defeat, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ending this year's podcast out with Osai going and getting his.
Hold on. Oh, we may not end it. We may just keep it rolling. But yes. Good. May 2nd.
In May, Osai gets waxed.
Oh,
May 2nd.
Yeah.
He lost a bet, and now he's going to get that Brazilian boo-boo-boos.
Mm-mm.
He's got a...
My man's going to have the smooth huevos. Just two ebony eggs in a basket.
The funny thing is, Rick is telling me all the shit I should be doing once it gets waxed.
You need to go helicopter.
I think you'll like it. From experience, though, Brazilians are great. You hate it the first time, but you keep going, you know?
Rick, have you gone back for yours?
I have not gone back. I am good.
It's the growth.
You guys should go back together.
Oh, and hold hands.
Hold hands.
Oh. Listen, couple
it's already
experience.
It's
yeah.
already, the guys are already going to see the junk. We're good.
Well, we're cousins. I've seen your junk like 2 decades ago.
Well, that's how we recorded the last time.
The last
all of us
one,
were
everybody was with me.
You both get Brazilian.
No, I am not getting Brazilian this time.
Yes.
Why? Why do I need to get
because
Brazilian
you
again?
Want one.
But
you
I don't.
You do.
But I don't.
Don't you like the smoothness?
You can look like a little
the
boy down there.
The smoothness was okay, but at the same time, like, I got my Manscaped at home. Okay?
Bro, your kicks were never better, bro.
Let me.
Right?
Amazing kicks.
You.
Amazing roundhouses.
His squats.
So deep, bro. Ass to grass. Ass hole to grass.
My squats were ass to grass during that waxing period. I will say that.
You might not even need lube after this. You get it all, you know, shined up down there. You might be good to go. Save yourself some money.
Like
you know?
A baby seal.
He was doing hill sprints, and you could hear the wind going through his balls like a Nerf football that whistles at him. Aerodynamic, beautiful.
Dark Knight style.
Oh, he Captain Morgan's
listen,
everywhere
no, no,
he goes. Look at my balls.
I was hitting with the captains left and right.
Every day.
Bam. Listen. I'm just saying, Osai, May 2nd, once it's done,
you gotta
get that helicopter in. You gotta wake up, stretch,
helicopter.
Go into the shower, go in to take a shower, take everything off, look in the mirror. What's up, gay?
If Osai helicopter's too long, after waxing, like, hit himself in the chin and knock himself out.
Do a little woo, you know, there's nothing there, no blockage, no rough passage, no ridges. There's just
gonna be chafing.
I want the two of you to get waxed together and hold hands.
Why don't you get waxed with your cousin? Why don't you get waxed with your cousin?
I'm not gonna go waxed because I'm a coward. Absolutely not. I am an absolute wuss.
I'd rather take a straight razor.
Straight up, bro. Absolutely not. I will cry like you'll see grown ass man ears. He gets one of those old timey
like
razors.
Which
is like with the leather crop.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely not.
I would rather do that than fucking put hot wax on my junk.
Bro, the internet does not need to see me actually cry.
Listen, when that hot wax hit the shaft,
you know, you're gonna get the bubble and everything.
So hold on.
Going back
to your friend, maybe he just take her and he gets himself waxed in front of her.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, show some vulnerability.
Yeah,
there you go.
Let her put that hot wax like right up in the that back area.
Trim the shrubs.
Bro,
I'd be the one.
time to rip it off?
Yo, she was living out childhood memories, bro. I didn't know the wax went so deep.
Oh, yeah.
They saw it as, like, she was ripping it, and it almost felt like she was pulling rug off of, like, like.
It was, no, you could hear the sound. Really? It was...
Oh, we love that
bad
podcast.
Awful.
That was a pretty early one, too.
Oh, it was great. That's how I got introduced to this podcast. Thank you guys so much. I love this one so much.
I know. I took one of my friends. She came to visit, and she thought it was the cool, you know, Florida, whatever. And before we went on vacation, she's like, I'm going to do Brazilian for the first time. I heard her screaming in the back. So it's not any better for a female either.
All right. Oh, you feel so much better.
But then she signed up for a package afterwards. That's how much she loved it. So once she gets through it.
Women are scary.
Osiris refuses to scream.
I liked it.
I refuse to scream.
Make sure we all witness this. Osai refuses to scream.
No. See, here's the thing. He won't scream. It's the reason why we have to do like some sort of like live event. The facial expressions are what make it. It is the ugliest O faces
he's
you have ever seen.
From
oh, it's a lot. A lot of facial gymnastics. It is going to be epic.
And it doesn't make me want to do any of it.
Absolutely not.
It doesn't look enjoyable at all.
I did it because I just wanted to experience the pain that women go through for beauty.
And you said you would.
Oh, and I said I was going to do it, and I'm a man of my words.
All it made me do is I will never ask a woman to get it like waxed.
Yeah.
Never. No. Be like, no, you don't have to do that, baby. I love you.
Personal preference.
Yeah, if they do that, it's because they want to. Not because I'm saying, hey, you know, maybe you should. No.
Not be like, hey, honey. You know?
I was thinking.
You're like pulling corn out of your teeth.
Suggestion, you know? Fucking flossing here.
Fuck that. I'm like, babe, you're doing great. You're doing great, babe. Fantastic. You keep it up.
Oh, my teeth have never been cleaner.
Airplane shit next, girl. Airplane, are you into like a little Amazon thing? I'm good with that, too.
Yeah. Dental. How do you want to go?
Listen, we can even do like a 70s afro down there if you're really feeling it. But
can I braid it?
Some juju beads?
Can I braid it?
I ain't scared.
I do know how to braid.
It's looking like a Wakanda down there.
True story. Yo, why is Wakanda be kind of
absolutely, no, that's
wrong.
Absolutely
beads,
accurate.
The I learned how to braid in the forest, so it was great.
In the forest?
Yeah, it was one of those like magical journeys I went on.
Plus, I watched Winter Soldier.
I went on like some Fifth Element type shit where I had like five things in my system.
He was pretty high.
What do you do with your
life? He was probably on coke, ecstasy, and everything else.
I was on five different things at the same time.
And, I was not living my best life.
I was in a forest with like a whole bunch of other people, and we were just having a great time. There were colors, there were lights, the shadows were like coming off the ground from the grass. It was beautiful. And during this time, I was like, hey, you know what? I want to learn how to braid hair.
Doing a lot of non-black activities, homie.
This is the only black guy.
He's like the whitest black dude ever.
This is the only black guy kind of goes into the forest with white people and still walk out alive.
I ain't walking into the forest with no white people. I love you guys.
It was like, get out, but there was a happy ending.
They're better than you're still here.
There was a happy
ending. So there were Asians there, too. That's what you're trying to say? Damn, you just had
it
all.
Damn, this guy's just so wrong.
You get a magic. You got a magical jerk off in the woods with.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Thing was magical, sir.
I want to go next time. That sounds awesome.
What kind of woods are they? I mean, is it like
it was
the best kind?
I mean, it's like Olita or something?
No. We just went, like, I flew up to Connecticut. It was a friendiversary, so it was like 80 to 100 people out there, and we just like all
you went
80
into
to
Connecticut woods.
Yeah, we just all went and like we
see like my friendiversary. We rent a mansion, and then we go do stuff on a boat, like. No drugs. We get stuck in stuff. You know, we try the boats.
You
the
get
sandbar.
Stuck in stuff? I've had that happen before. Have you tried lube?
Did you try the lube?
Obviously not the right one.
There's a lot of lube out there.
Sometimes you get stuck, man.
Oil base.
I'm starting to wonder, are you getting stuck? Is that why you're using a lube? Are you like back door? Is that what's going on?
Nah, it's back door.
He's not afraid of that.
He's not.
No?
He's not.
But he is the peace spot advocate.
To be honest, I'm just using lube as a joke. And
you need to get that checked out by a doctor.
He'll definitely need lube now.
To be fair, the only time lube is ever done is when there is butt play involved, or you're like 45 minutes into a fucking like rapids waterfall show.
Isn't
and
that
like, there's no water around.
That's 80% of anal is lube, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're doing anal with no lube,
I'm such
Jesus
a baby.
Christ.
You're a porn star.
Sadist.
You're something.
36 years old, man. This man is over here living his best life. I am fucking up. All right.
See,
I need to stop eating raisin bread and reading Wall Street Journal.
You're doing it right.
And I need to be over here with this dude.
My fucking luck, I catch the HIV. Yeah. I did shit like him.
You know what? Listen, if you catch a hiv, it just shows it was a life well lived. You right. just go.
Oh, really? Is that, the, is like, that what it shows?
I have lived my life.
No nuts. Rhymes worth that.
listen, the moment you were born, you began to die. The hiv just makes that countdown go down a little faster.
That just makes you aware of the clock that's ticking.
Not so much. The drugs are amazing. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
I did that.
Good drugs, look at Magic Johnson, bro.
I was going to say the same. Magic Johnson. Look at Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I'm already convinced he had the cure for it.
Man,
there is a cure.
Good drugs.
There's that TikTok. Everybody's putting the mosquito by Magic Johnson thing up now.
I'm up. You guys made me forget what I was going to say. I was going to ask something about for the ladies.
Yeah.
I forgot
toxic,
what it was.
Feminine.
Oh, we got like 10 minutes left.
Traits.
Wait. Oh, man.
No, that's the next podcast.
That's the next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Trust me, I was ready to go
My
there.
My bad. This is work-life balance.
I got a list.
Work-life balance.
I was ready to go there.
Okay.
I want all the smoke.
Oh my god.
Come at me, ladies.
I don't think we prefaced the podcast. Or at least I didn't get the memo.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I just, for... Like we've said this multiple times on this podcast, it is literally, man, get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Stop thinking like this is not 1860 anymore. You're not going out to go chop wood and do other bullshit. These women, they're independent. They know what they're doing. It's just like you can bring other things to the table other than your dick and money. You are more than your dick and your wallet.
Says who?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I mean, motherfucker. I'm sure my dick is huge.
She does enjoy both of those things.
No, she absolutely does enjoy both of those things. But you are more than that.
Simultaneously,
too. You
are
more than that.
You are more than that.
Simultaneously?
He's making it rain. Sugar daddy, bro.
You know, you got to do the role play.
Yeah, you know? Come on, Rick. Rick, you've never...
I mean,
of course he has.
You've got to had sex, so that was so good that you left money on the nightstand, right?
Yeah, you walked up like, yo.
Like, dude, that was...
No, well, not like actual money, but it was like, yo, sex was so good. Like, I like, you know, made sure like they had like Uber
Eats
breakfast.
Like,
there's a gift card to start.
Uber Eats, there you go.
Yeah, Uber Eats some like coffee and breakfast. And I'm like, hey, I got to go, but you got breakfast and coffee on the way to your house right now. Like,
damn, this guy.
Yeah, don't need cash anymore. They can't say anything. You know, the cops can't say like, oh, just pay for prostitution.
And
dicking.
Giving you some breakfast.
Matt Gaetz. Have you learned?
Dicking. That's going on the Maria, if you're hearing
chicken
this,
and dicking.
That's going
shit.
On. I need that on a shirt now. Stat. Make it happen.
Yeah, chicken
that
and
is
dicking.
Merch.
Craig.
Be like a.
You've been talking about merch forever, man. I'm not believing you anymore. I'm just going to get my own stuff made.
At this point, it's going to see.
Fine. But I still want that on a shirt, so make it happen.
Put a rooster on it.
Absolutely.
Chicken and dicking.
No more. Netflix and chill is dead. We just been through a pandemic. Fuck that. Chicken and dicking, people. Let's go.
Dickin'.
There's no chilling.
There's no chilling in 2021.
Does that go along with the titties and tenders line of merchandise?
That can go on the back.
So the women can have titties and tenders. No, I'm sorry. The guys can have titties and tenders, and the women can have chicken and dickin'.
There you go. Men's and women's line.
Yo, we
right
should
there.
Throw it up though with the Popeyes logo on it. Like,
that's how you get sued, for sure. That's how you get sued into the Stone Age.
Let's go. First of all, though, hey, listen, hey. It might be a sponsor.
You know,
or if we get sued, hey, that's publicity.
Actually, I say we use Chick-fil-A instead.
All right, RBI.
I'm trying to give them the smoke. I'm trying to give Chick-fil-A the smoke right now.
Yeah, we're doing this on Sunday, so they're closed anyway.
You don't want to piss off the
tenders. Chick-fil-A.
And they're closed anyway, so I don't think, no conflict of interest because we're doing this on Sunday.
You should say, open on Sunday.
They're not going to know. They're closed. They're all in church right now. They're not going to know.
You cross Christian fundamentalism with, outright boop capitalism. You know, Hooters and Chick-fil-A got together, had a baby, chicken and tenders.
Oh, if you put chicken and dicking with the Chick-fil-A logo on the top, you are getting they're gonna send the Templar Knights after your ass. Like, they're going to die. They will have a crusade strictly for this podcast. We're gonna have to stand at the front gates with like swords and shit. It's gonna go down. And Chick-fil-A, I'm coming for you. I ain't scared, bitch.
There's an alarmist, right?
I'll be walking away from that.
I choose life, bro. I will fight alone, damn it.
One day we're gonna come up into this podcast. It's gonna be a Ouija board right in here. Boom. Right.
I'm not touching that shit.
Let's go, Rick.
I'm not touching that shit.
With the big pentagram on it.
Yeah, right.
I'm not touching no.
It's like we found like the one area he's not gonna go into.
Not doing it.
No. As a black person, you should know you're not gonna survive until the end of the movie. Like,
I'm not doing it.
It's always the ones that have sex that die first.
Always. Yep. And you dying like in the credits. You're not gonna make it to the movie. You're dead, bro.
This guy's at a BDSM party. Done.
Living
his best life.
You know what's weird?
No. You know the podcast rules.
All right.
You started, you got to finish.
He's going to have to talk about it. No. I said it, now I regretted it instantly. You know what it is? It's my lack of sleep. Normally, I would just keep my mouth shut. It's the lack of sleep right now.
Way past
that point. You pulled an Osai. Good job.
Yeah, I did. Normally, Osai does that shit.
Yep.
Yes.
I've learned.
All right, so Osai brings up the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with Ouija boards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with supernatural shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have me take a picture with Robert the Doll. You're not going to, like, in case you guys don't know Robert the Doll, like, if you take a picture with him, he curses you for life, and then you have to go and apologize to Robert
the Doll.
It's
like Bloody Mary.
He's in, like, Key West. It's a doll in Key West called Robert the Doll.
Yeah, look that up.
Is it, like, doll, like the bread?
Doll, D-O-L-L.
Oh.
So he's called Robert the Doll. He's in Key West, and he's, like, in, like, one of these, like, mansions or castles or whatever. And basically, like, if you take a picture with him without asking for permission or, like, feeling that, like, he approves you to take a picture of him, you were, like, cursed. Like, legit just cursed.
So you never said Cinemara, say Candyman, Candyman,
so,
Candyman.
Why like, was one yeah, take a picture
I don't say Candyman, Candyman. I don't do that.
Do nice.
I don't do Bloody Mary. I don't do Robert the Doll. I don't do Harold the Doll. I don't deal with dolls.
Oh, that is haunted for sure, yes, bro.
Right?
Yeah, that is like, a for sure haunted doll.
I've seen it in person, and they're like, Rick, you should go into the room and take it. And I was like,
nah.
You're mine.
Don't fuck with that shit.
Nope. For permission. So, like, I don't deal with any of that supernatural stuff because it's things that I can't defend.
What happened to you as a kid?
I can't defend it. No, it's
you can't defend
something?
It's not even like, it's more like, can you defend against that? I can defend against physical attacks. If someone's going to be like, there's protocols if someone comes at you physically. If someone attacks me mentally, there's protocols in my head for me to, like, verbally fight back mentally and be mentally, like, you know, prepare myself.
I feel like,
but all that evil, negative curse energy shit and all that
spiritual
shit.
Whoa. Let's talk about, you know, you gotta be a warrior of the light, bro. You gotta get that light inside. Warrior of the light.
Warrior of the light.
Yeah, warrior of
that's
the light.
Final fantasy, what is this?
Yes, sir.
I do not attribute to that.
Warrior of the light.
Shadows I'm just over saying, here. I don't give a shit.
If you're gonna talk about the shadows, I'm a warrior of the light, bro.
Listen, all you gotta do, from what I've been told, all you gotta do is just if you offer the demons lemons, they'll leave you the fuck alone.
Lemons.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I've been trying to figure it out for the past
few months. Did you get that from your dad?
No. I wish I did, but no. He doesn't. You don't even talk to me about this. I talk to actual, like...
Oh, you got it from the juju stick that we got you.
Yes! But if you offer the demon lemons, they'll leave you alone. You just have to... Listen, you make an offering, and then they'll be like, all right, fine, whatever. You can, you know, go take a picture or whatever.
I think it's just all fabrications of the thing.
How do we get from Lube Fantasy Fest with Rick to an actual couple problem?
Mm-hmm. Because we are the poster
children. Soothing demons with lemons.
We are the poster children of ADHD.
I am unmedicated, so you no just lie. Get just drivel.
I have a lack of sleep.
Like, I need Ritalin.
For sure, bro. I'm playing 3D chess in my brain as we speak, man. ADHD is a problem.
But we're all productive men, though.
Very much so.
We are.
We're people.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be very productive today.
Like right after
you should probably go
good
to sleep.
For you, Rick.
No.
Take a shower.
He's gonna be
shower definitely.
He's dropping off Rick's kids at everybody's pool today.
Oh my
you
god.
You better walk like mark a calendar or something.
Bro,
just in case, bro. Just... fucking 3 months later.
Oh shit. You have that R. Kelly.
We have to talk.
Like, let's talk, bro.
It's probably already happened. I'm sure it's already happened.
You know that condom
has
you said
it happened?
Oh
happened. Yeah, that
knock on your door 3 months later.
Oh yeah, that does happen.
It wasn't a knock on the door.
They texted you.
It was more like
it was a WhatsApp message.
You know what it was?
Oh,
it was
a messenger.
It was a hey, are you busy?
I missed my period.
It was the hey, are you busy? And I'm like, no, what's up? She's like, oh, I gotta talk to you when you get the chance. And I'm like,
oh,
talk to me now. So she's like, no. She's like, no, like I have to like call. She's like, I have to talk to you. I can't text it. And I'm like,
that's stressful as fuck.
Because she's like fourth day like overdue from her period.
So literally,
she
like,
go one more day.
If a girl ever does that to me, like, oh, hey, I need to talk to you, and it's like, oh, I don't want to text. I want to talk to you. The first thing in my head is like, STD or pregnant. Like, those are the only two things you need to, like...
No,
you should really get checked.
I do get checked. Calm down, Jenna. Listen,
that was a very concerned tone. You need to get your shit checked, bro.
That was me. How many of these phone calls do you get? My God.
If I want to be the same way. Is that shit airborne?
I should wear my mask.
Who knows condoms?
The disgust on her face. I wish I should have taken a picture of these cameras. Like you can see, she was just like, she was like, she was looking up Bolt Purell on her phone. Like, oh, I'm gonna
just so we're clear, I'm not just a filthy animal.
Are you sure? Are you not? Are you sure? Because we do not believe you.
Yeah. I'm not just a filthy animal who has poor hygiene and doesn't check himself, okay?
Oh, no, no.
I get checked. All
right. So do barn animals. Barn animals get checked regularly.
So what happened hold with on, the text? I want to know.
I got a text. It was a miscarriage, and I was just like, oh, damn, that's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, damn, like, are you okay? Like, I haven't heard from her in a while, and then she hit me with that, and I was like,
that's heavy.
I was like, I don't even know how to feel about this right now. Like, oof.
Like, how do you even process that?
Exactly. I was I don't know how to deal with that shit.
I'm sorry.
This is a lack of emotional training that men get. Like, exactly. What do you even do in that situation?
Yeah, no, for me, it was like, you know,
I don't
again,
know.
Like, again, I was like,
You guys, everybody, had an abortion?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't start having sex without a condom until I was in like my late 20s, and then I was like, oh, this is way better. And I was like, if I would have done this like earlier, I would have had like 8,000 kids.
I mean, I was the same.
I've had this shit on mute for years.
100%.
I was like, oh, this is way better. All this bullshit.
Yeah. Oh. I just had to say, like, yeah, it happened to me. I was like, whatever you choose, I'll support you.
Well, yep. my parents instilled the fear of God in me. Like, if you have sex, Jesus Christ will come and chop your dick off in the middle of the night. And it's just like, okay. So I was just like, so when I did, it's just like, yeah, my parents are insane.
Yes, I know.
So, you know, it was always condoms because I was terrified of the unholy juices.
There you go.
And then, like, I turned 25 and I was just like, I accepted the darkness into my heart. And I was like, oh, sin is way better. Sin is the shit. I like this.
But as a man, we have no fucking business telling a woman what to do.
100%.
And on that note.
And that's why I'm pro-choice.
That. We all are. College boy.
College.
You know what? I mean, before we go, let's just get... What do you think, ladies?
About what?
You guys have
about
no choice. You guys have no say.
About anything?
No.
About your bodies. About your bodies.
We can't be like, no, you should have the baby.
Birth control pills, abortions.
I mean, their opinion can be
noted. Your opinion is noted.
Thank you. Yeah. But, like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do at the end of the day.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Cool. And on that note, we're going to end this kind of crazy version of the podcast.
It's a D-Squad podcast. We got to do the outro.
Do the outro.
What's
the outro?
Oh, no, that's not the one.
Oh, all right, guys. And on that note, we end this edition of the
D-Squad.